This is a daily update for Monday, October 23rd, 2017. People are taking themselves way too seriously and are basically offended by everything these days. I've seen people fight over everything, not just politics. So I'm going to tell you guys, get over it. There's no point in living your life in a state of anger and being divided. It's your life. You're being controlled. It's not what the owners of this country want. It's what you want for yourself and your family and your friends. So put your bullcrap politics aside. Put your differences aside. Don't take yourself too seriously and get on with your life and have a laugh. So, Kim Jong-un is manufacturing biological weapons at an alarming rate. He could release smallpox, cholera, plague, anthrax, all that's on the menu. You could have a delivery vehicle using missiles, drones, planes, or even sprayers. It could kill millions of people. He could release pathogens that are invisible weapons, and he has over 200,000 special force troops that could easily do this. So when people complain about how lousy their lives are and all this nonsense, you got to think about the whole world, and you have to think about how crazy the whole world is and that we need to work together. You know, when I see that other countries might be going further in science than the United States, I don't feel like, oh, wow, you know, we should be catching up in that. I think, like, you know, we should be working together. The whole world should be working together for common goals of evolvement and for common goals of living well. But the owners of this world don't want you to. They want just everything for themselves, nothing for you. And then when you have all these situations unfolding and backing people into a corner and making people crazy, all the stuff never needed to happen, especially with Kim Jong-un. All the stuff never needed to happen. But this is where we're at right now. And you know what's going to happen in the end? It's going to affect real people, innocent lives, like it always does. And these leaders are going to sit there pushing buttons and making decisions that are going to kill innocent people. So really, I think that we should grow beyond that, but I'm not seeing it anytime soon. So, Hollywood Exposed. 40 women accused director James Toback of sexual harassment. So basically, they say he would prey on college girls, high school girls, and offer them possible parts in his movies. And then, you know, this is going to pour over into the music business. This is going to pour over into television. This is going to pour over into politics and other corporations and all that. Because for years, women have been objectified and men have used their positions of authority and power to abuse women. And just like that, that happens. And not just men, women too. Women have done that to men. Women have done that to other women. But it just needs to stop. And this is just something that humans need to let go. We're all sexual beings. We're all sexual creatures on all kinds of levels. But you should never push yourself on anyone. And that's that. So, the politicians are using a soldier's death to play the game of politics. You have Donald Trump, and you have Frederica Wilson. You have people like that that are out there that are pushing this guy's dead body back and forth and around to make their point. So, of course, Sergeant Lot David Johnson's widow went on television, and she slammed Trump, and she's angry at him. She's distraught. She's pregnant. Her husband's dead. And then it's amazing that Trump is going after this woman and then arguing with her, saying, well, you know, I remembered his name the whole time because she said he didn't remember his name and that type of thing. This whole thing is ridiculous. And they're using this poor guy who's dead and his family as political pawns to play the game. It's got to stop. It's ugly. It's not what we are. And it's got to stop. And Trump needs to grow up. And I know that ain't going to happen. He needs to shut up. And I know that ain't going to happen. So then you have Frederica Wilson is demanding an apology from General John Kelly for calling her an empty barrel. She wants an apology for character assassination. And I will tell you this, Frederica. You first have to have character to assassinate it. So today is Mole Day. And it's not the little mole in the ground that we all know and love. This was a way to foster an interest in chemistry. So for a given molecule, 1 mole is 1 gram, whose number is equal to the atomic mass of the molecule. If you take water, for instance, and the atomic mass of that water is 18 atoms, that means it is 18 grams, so it has 18 moles, right? So that's what that means, and it's for people to get interested in science, and science is very interesting, and I highly suggest you looking into it. Today is TV talk show day, so today to celebrate people out there who have TV talk shows, and I'll even say radio shows too. So why not? Think about all the people that you start your day with. Think about all the people that you get your information from, or the people that you just like to listen to rant and laugh and have a good time, whatever. So today is a day to celebrate those people, good for bad. Today is Boston Cream Pie Day. I love Boston Cream Pie. This place on Long Island, a diner, has the best Boston Cream Pie, Baldwin Diner. Best, best, best. If you're ever on Long Island and you go out to Baldwin, stop at the Baldwin Diner on Sunrise Highway and get that Boston cream pie. You will not be disappointed. Today is iPod Day. Celebrates digital music, right? Because the iPod came out and it could hold a numerous amount of songs. People walked around, they had their little iPods on, they can even watch videos on there and that type of thing. And now we all have smartphones, basically. And then we can watch all that and listen to our music and that type of thing on these smartphones. But today's the day, think about your iPod. If you still have one, they still make them, they're still out there. Most people use their phones now, but think about the iPod today. Today is the day that the swallows depart from Capistrano, San Juan, right? Thousands and thousands of swallows depart from San Juan, and they head 6,000 miles on their journey to Argentina. Incredible 6,000 mile trip for these little tiny birds. So my hat is off to them. Have a good journey, birds, and I will see you when you return to Capistrano. This is Michael Angley on the Daily Update from Monday, October 23rd, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRNTalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Past Christian.